Father Kevin Basil gives the invocation at the recent dedication of a statue to Nina Miljanico in Lynn Park, an event attended by Mayor Bell, council members past and present, family members and friends, about 150 people in all.
Almighty God, we come before you today to give you thanks for those you have raised up. Today we thank you especially for the gift of Miss Nina Miljanico, who in 1963 you called to serve the people of the city of Birmingham in a time of tumult, but also a time of transformation.
Nina Miljanico, or Miss Nina as she was known to her friends, was the first woman to serve on the Birmingham City Council. She was a progressive politician who favored equality for women and African Americans. This fall marks the 30th anniversary of her retirement from government, and she's being recognized not only by this statue, but also in a film produced, somewhat surprisingly, by a local attorney.
I am Jenna Bedsole. I'm a lawyer with Baker, Donaldson, Bierman, Caldwell, and Berkowitz.
Jenna Bedsole had never produced a documentary when she was asked by the Leadership Forum of the Alabama State Bar to make a short video of one of the inductees into the Alabama Lawyers Hall of Fame. The only woman in that group was Nina Miljanico.
So I chose Nina, and as I started doing research, I realized that I couldn't do it in just 3 minutes. I couldn't just do a short video about Nina. Her accomplishments were too great, and she was such a central figure in Birmingham and local politics. I couldn't just limit it to a short film. So it became a full-length feature film.
Stand Up, Speak Out, the Nina Miljanico story, is making the rounds of film festivals. It highlights the achievements of this daughter of Italian immigrants who graduated from high school at age 16, college at 19, and Alabama Law School at age 22. That was in 1936. She received only one job offer from a Birmingham law firm.
Well, she was offered a job as a secretary if she could type and take shorthand, and she certainly didn't want to do that. So she opened up her own law practice.
Birmingham attorney Sam Rumor clerked for Miss Nina as a law student and eventually became her law partner. Rumor says Miss Nina's involvement with professional women's groups gave her insight into the legal problems of women at that time.
Women couldn't serve on juries. Women were treated differently in probate court. So she went around speaking about these different ways that women were treated. In fact, for 30 years, she worked to change the law where women could not serve on juries. She started being an activist. And I guess it was just by using her legal skills, the next natural thing was to become a politician.
In March of 1963, Birmingham elected Mayor Albert Boutwell and 9 council members to replace Bull Connor and the other city commissioners who had cast Birmingham as the capital of racial hatred. Nina Miljanico was one of the 9 new council members. Sam Rumor says they wasted no time making changes.
You know, in one fell swoop, they did away with every segregation ordinance that the city had had on its books for so many years.
Miljanico's efforts to end segregation made her a target of the Klan. Crosses were burned in her yard, and in 1965, a bomb was left on the porch of the home she shared with her parents. Her father defused the device. Miljanico spoke to reporters that same day.
I think that this confirms our feeling that this type of thing is un-American, and that innocent people must be allowed to have peace in their homes. And I'm sure that every member of the city government feels that we are going to do what needs to be done to move this city forward.
She had in the base of her soul a burning fire that everybody ought to be treated right.
As a young man, Scotty Colson campaigned for Miss Nina. As administrative assistant to the mayor, he worked with her on the council.
There's also an amazing quiet courage that she had. When you look at all of her history coming up with, you know, the bomb planted on her front porch, the vile things said about her over the years by the right wing and the segregationists, that never bothered her. She truly embodied the idea of it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog, because she had more fight in her than anybody that small should have ever been able to pack into it.
After almost 23 years on the Birmingham City Council, Nina Miljanico retired in 1985. She continued to practice law almost till the day she died in 2009 at the age of 95. Her 73 years at the bar make her the longest practicing female attorney in Alabama history. For WBHM, I'm Greg Bass.